Welcome to your daily devotional, May 27th. Send them forward. 3 John verses 5 and 6. Beloved, you do faithfully whatever you do for the brethren and for strangers, who have borne witness of your love before the church. If you send them forward on their journey in a manner worthy of God, you will do well. In these two verses of this one chapter epistle, John the Apostle writes to Gaius and the church to commend them for their ministry of hospitality and encouragement. John uses the term beloved 4 times in the 14-verse letter. This gives us some insight into the affection that ought to exist within God's church, His spiritual family. Therefore, you ought to do faithfully whatever you do for the brethren out of that same kind of Christian affection. And for strangers, the writer of Hebrews says this, "Let brotherly love continue. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing, some have unwittingly entertained angels." Showing kindness to strangers is pleasing to God, and it also gives good testimony. We see in our text that both brethren and strangers can be witnesses of your love. This is good testimony for the faith and reflects well on the Savior whom we serve. Such behavior gives credence to our words, the gospel of faith in Jesus Christ, which we preach. Let us also remember that the opposite is true. If we are not faithful, if we are inconsistent, if we are self-serving, if we compromise our message of hope, or if we act like a high school or country club clique, the church will be divided, and we will repel the world. Many of the strangers spoken of here in the context were missionaries that were passing through the area, seeking a safe refuge in their travels amongst God's people. How do you treat acquaintances, missionaries, visiting preachers, or guests from another state? Do they say there is a good spirit here, and this witnesses of your love? Or do they pass through quickly without comment, never to return? If you make a commitment to sponsor and support a child, do you follow through until the end, knowing that the child has likely been let down by everybody else in his or her young life? Send them forward on their journey. We are all sojourners through life in this world. When someone passes by, will you send them forward with hospitality, kindness, goodwill, and encouragement? Or will you set them back with your cavalier and indifferent attitude? Whoever you meet today, resolve to send them forward in a positive way, in reflecting the positive message of the hope of Christ which you believe. And if you believe, which you also preach. If you do that, you will do well.